You probably haven't heard of Dr. Frances Kelsey. I'm going to tell you her story today. We need to go back to the 1960s. The Federal Drug Administration received nearly 700 applications for new medications each year in that decade. The beleaguered New Drug Section had only 60 days to review each drug before granting approval or requesting more data. It was in the 1960s that Dr. Frances Kelsey joined the Federal Drug Administration, and a few months after she started her responsibilities there, an established pharmaceutical firm in Ohio applied for a license to market a new drug. They were going to call it Kevadon. Kevadon seemed to relieve nausea in early pregnancy. It was given to millions of expectant mothers, mostly in Europe and Asia and Africa. Although scientific studies revealed harmful side effects, the pharmaceutical firm printed 66,957 leaflets declaring its safety. In anticipation of the drug's approval, the company exerted great pressure on Dr. Kelsey to give the company permission for labels to be printed for Kevadon. Dr. Kelsey reviewed the material, and she said, "No, no." After a 14-month struggle, the company humbly withdrew its application for Kevadon. Kevadon, you see, was the brand name of a drug called thalidomide, which by that time was known to be responsible for the horror of deformities overseas. Dr. Kelsey's firm, no, spared Americans untold agony. Sometimes standing your ground may not seem that important, but take courage. In time, you just may see the big picture. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.